Operation Shutdown. Our guy, Derek Bell, he's really good on Twitter and on all social media platforms, breaking down Steelers film, going back and watching the All 22 and doing thorough breakdowns on these guys. So given what today is all about, roster cuts and looking at guys on other teams and the Steelers' decisions, he's the perfect guy to talk to. Derek, let's start with the decision for the time being to have four quarterbacks on the roster. Did you feel like Skylar Thompson did enough to make you think in two preseason games, yeah, I don't care that he's 28 years old and his regular season numbers aren't great. He is worthy of being on the Steelers roster this season.
Yeah, a little bit surprised by that. I do think that Skylar made things interesting over the last couple games in the preseason, just being real decisive with the football, but also staying aggressive. I do think that he did a lot of good things. I thought that, you know, the most obvious outcome to me still feels like Will Howard goes to IR at some point and then maybe returns. But, you know, it's kind of conflicting information because they've been kind of vague about maybe not wanting to do that, because the thing is, if he's on IR, he can't practice with the team. And as a rookie, you know, you kind of want to try to get him some reps, even though as, you know, third, fourth string, you're probably not going to be getting many to begin with. So, they got some interesting decisions to make. The one thing that I would just point out, like you guys know, is just the bottom part of the 53-man roster is always so fluid. So you got to be just kind of on your toes over these next kind of 36, 48 hours as we get a lot of interchangeable parts.
Derek, how good do you think Will Howard is? You watched his Ohio State tape. You watched him at the end of last year. They got him in the sixth round. I think they were thrilled to get him there. But do you actually see upside that he can one day be an NFL starting quarterback?
I had a fourth-round grade on Will Howard, so I thought that where they got him was actually a good value. I would say that I'm hesitant on him being, you know, an NFL starter necessarily, but I thought that he could kind of be similar a little bit to Mason in terms of being like a quality backup. But, you know, got good size, 6'4", 240. I think he's a decent NFL athlete. I thought the touch on his throws, especially in the intermediate area, was really nice. I mean, he didn't take sacks. He navigated the pocket pretty well. Really tough player as well. I'm just not sure I'd necessarily see, like, the upper echelon, you know, playmaking ability in terms of, you know, when there's pressure, navigating through that, the second reaction plays. I don't necessarily think that he's got a, you know, an A-tier caliber of arm either. So, I think he's a solid backup when things around him are good. He'll be able to kind of, you know, navigate those and, you know, lead your team. But I'm not necessarily sure I see like a difference maker at quarterback.
To put a finer point on that, Derek, when people looked at the height and weight with him, you know, the whole he's the exact same height, the exact same weight as Josh Allen. He played for the biggest school right now in college football. He wasn't somebody that was cleaning up and cleaning the clocks of people in the Sun Belt Conference or the MAC. I just think it's hard for maybe people who aren't crunching the tape like you are to reconcile the measurables with the performance at Ohio State down the stretch, and they scratch their heads and they say, well, how can that guy not be at least an early day two pick? Like, I think that's the thing that people struggled with Will Howard, given all the other things he seemed to have going in his favor.
Yeah, I think some of the things kind of maybe working against him in that regard. I think with the NFL, they are, I mean, it's a tools and traits-based league. So you're looking for guys that are, you know, that have a lot of upside in terms of being the uber impressive athletes or having the rocket arms. And that's really not like where Howard, you know, excels. I think that Howard's played in multiple offenses. He's, you know, proven that he can operate NFL Sunday caliber concepts, like going through full field progressions. I think the accuracy to the first and second level is pretty good too. And like I said, he's really tough. He'll take hits in the pocket. I think his pocket habit navigation skills are definitely Sunday caliber. I'm just not sure that I think the NFL, like when the pockets get really tight, I think that was kind of a concern for me coming out. You look at some of the numbers, like his splits, like when he was kept clean versus under pressure, were pretty insanely different. I think he just had two big-time throws and eight turnover-worthy plays when he was under pressure last season. Playing at Ohio State, you know, obviously you got a lot of talent around you. That's going to be different when you kind of level the playing field in the NFL.
Derek, let's look at wide receiver here. They kept the five that everyone thought they would. There's been guys that have been cut today that have links to Aaron Rodgers, like Malachi Corley in New York. MVS got cut by Seattle. They were together in Green Bay, obviously. How about those guys kicking the tires on them, but also the trade market? You've got Jacoby Myers out there upset with his status in New England. So what do you want the Steelers to do, and then what do you think they will do at wide receiver here?
Well, I think the Steelers need to make a move. Just a couple quick tidbit notes on some of the guys that you mentioned. I think with Malachi Corley, he was a guy that Aaron Rodgers liked a lot pre-draft last year. I think he actually had a quote saying that was actually his favorite receiver in the draft.
He did. We played it. He did say that. We had that today. Yep.
Yeah. But with Corley, very underdeveloped just in terms of route running skills. He's a guy that was really good with the ball in his hands in college, but he needed to become like an actual receiver. It's kind of like one of those college unfortunate situations where they needed to get the ball in his hands at all, you know, at all counts, but they never really took the time to help him develop his route running. And you kind of saw that last year with him not really being able to get on the field. It's kind of tough because he's not a guy – that's not really the skill set that I would say that the Steelers are missing the most right now. Mm-hmm. They kind of need somebody that can move the chains or has a little bit of size to them. So Jacoby Myers, I think that it's kind of like become a running bit on social media that I'm like president of his fan club. I think he's a outstanding wide receiver too, and somebody that – you know, can move the chains. He's got positional versatility. Can play inside, outside. You know, he can run those in breakers. He can separate versus man coverage. Good at settling versus zone. He just doesn't have like the top tier athleticism in terms of being like one of those true alpha, you know, difference maker types. But the Steelers have a ton of speed. Like that's one thing they have in their wide receiver room with DK and all these smaller receivers that can really stretch it vertically and horizontally. They need just somebody that can get open and move the sticks. And Myers is about as reliable as it comes in that regard because of the way he gets the football. Just super reliable. So that's the move that I would say they need to try to make. Now, whether they're actually willing to pay the price or not for him, I'm just not sure that I believe that they'll do that.
Just as a sidebar, it feels like Corley would be somebody better served to go the Ty Montgomery route and actually start trying to play running back in the NFL, given what he does and doesn't do well. Based on your evaluation of him. I know that's not like a change you just make overnight, but it sounds like if the guy can't run routes, but he's electric when the ball is in his hands, that's what I would do if I were a team picking him up. Well, I know they don't need that. I'm just saying this is more of like an aside, Derek. Just broadly speaking, I would say, okay, you're going to learn how to play running back, pal, because it sounds like you're not really picking up receiver.
Yeah, and I think I've already seen some of that stuff floating around on social media that, you know, oh, well, this type of player is, you know, maybe Arthur Smith's type, you know, the way that he would use Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, out of the backfield, design touches, screens, things like that. I mean, they brought in Kenny Gainwell to do some of those same things,
good
right?
Point.
And they also have Jonnu Smith. You look at Jonnu's production last year with the Dolphins. I mean, like, I think he led the NFL by leaps and bounds in terms of production off screen passes, and that's like he's kind of that same player too. So it just gets a little bit of redundancy in terms of skill sets, and that's kind of their problem right now in the receiver room. It's like Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson have a lot of similarities, so you kind of need somebody to do something different, and that's why I think Myers makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, Derek, let's move to the defensive line. You watched the tape all preseason. How excited should Steelers fans be about Y.A. Black?
Extremely. If you would have told me a couple months ago that he was going to be by far their most impressive rookie in the preseason, I would have like just laughed in your face, to be honest with you. The things that he did in college already quickly translated just in terms of being able to use his mass. He's a difficult dude to move off the line of scrimmage, collect blocks, keep the linebackers free, just really active in the run game, making plays. He had 6 stops throughout the preseason. That was actually most among all rookies in the NFL with 6. So according to PFF, and you know, but I think the really exciting part is the development that you've seen in a really short time, which is really a courtesy to his, you know, his work ethic and also Carl Dunbar. Like his pad level is a little bit better now, which is always going to be a challenge for him at playing at, you know, 6'6". And then you're also seeing some pass rush chops that we just quite frankly didn't see at all through Iowa. I mean, the power swim move that he had, you know, for his first pressure last week was just really impressive. Showed a lot of nuance, you know, being able to grab the shoulder pad, swim over the top. So, I mean, he had good reps against starters, and then whenever he went up against backups, he dominated them. So I don't know how you couldn't be extremely encouraged. It's just preseason. You always got to add that caveat, but Steelers fans should be really hyped up about that.
Derek, if you could draw up a package for the Raiders for Myers that you think they'd actually listen to and think about, maybe there's a player in there and a draft pick, what would you do?
I mean, at the deadline last year when he was not necessarily publicly available, but I know they were getting calls about him, I said that they probably should have did a fourth-round pick at the deadline for him. This year, I mean, he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's severely underpaid, so he does need an extension once you do that. But he's 29 years old, so I would have no problem, you know, giving up a fourth-round pick. I know they're being kind of stingy with their 2026 capital just because I think everybody, you know, pretty much understands that they're going to be moving up for a quarterback in next year's draft. But, yeah, a mid-round pick and then a market-level extension to pay him like a really highly paid, you know, wide receiver too, because I think that's the caliber of player he is. And he's a perfect complement, really detail-oriented to DK that you can roll with in the over the next several years.
What do you think that money is per year, Derek?
I would need to look at it. I mean, it's probably mid to upper teens on the AAV, but that's probably like what you're looking at. But I mean, you know, with all this draft capital, it's good to have it. And obviously I understand why they want to probably keep it. But at the same time, you go into next offseason, Calvin Austin is a free agent. We still, you know, got to wait and see what Roman Wilson is. But one of those picks is probably – at least one of those picks is going to be used on a wide receiver anyway, right? Now, if you go into next year and the offensive line takes a few steps forward, which we kind of saw a little bit in the preseason, you get, you know, DK and Jacoby Myers for this new quarterback to throw to. I think you're putting him in a pretty advantageous, you know, ecosystem. So, yeah, I'm definitely like 2 feet in on that boat. I'm just hoping they pull the trigger.
Derek Bell.
I got one more real quick one for the sickos only out there, Derek. Anybody that you've already seen on other rosters who that has been cut loose that you would love to see the Steelers try to snag on waivers, since you love to talk about that bottom of the roster churn?
There is, I honestly don't, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation on his name because I've only seen him on all 22 and there's no audio, but there's a tackle for the Chiefs that was cut. I think it's Ise Pole or Pole. It's spelled P-O-L-E. He was a tackle. He's an undrafted free agent, but had it, you know, he's definitely got some athletic tools. He was pretty solid in the preseason. I think PFF charted him as like one of their best guys in terms of, I don't even think he allowed a pressure. I was kind of surprised that he didn't make their roster. He was somebody that kind of floated across my timeline actually last week, kind of jotted his name down. But they actually ended up the report out there from the Star is that they want to bring him back on the practice squad. But, you know, those type of guys that, you know, offensive tackle is definitely a long transition to the league. And if guys can come in and even hold their own in the preseason, usually those guys are one of the – you know, 2% of guys that actually do get claimed off waivers. So I would keep an eye on that. I'm sure I'll probably scour the rest of the cuts over the next hour or two and find some more names. But that's kind of a real sicko shout out.
All right, Derek. We thank you. We appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Thanks, Derek.
Derek Bell.
Yep.
Steelers film guru. Yep. We call him Operation Shutdown, like the former
pirate outfielder. He's so locked in on what he does with football and film. I think Derek's like a Pittsburgh native. He had to go ask people
what that meant.
He was like, wait,